With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Questions continue about the drones in New Jersey.
Governor Phil Murphy says there was no evidence of threats from the drones detected in the state over the weekend. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby says the assessment there is these are
lawful commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones, as well as manned fixed-wing aircraft, helicopters, and even STARS that were mistakenly reported as drones.
Kirby points out there are 1 million lawfully registered drones. President-elect Donald Trump refused to say whether he had been briefed on the drone sightings.
Our military knows and our president knows, and for some reason they want to keep people in suspense.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says the Biden administration needs to stop selling border wall components.
So I'm asking today Joe Biden to please stop selling the wall. We're going to use that to create a strong barrier, and it worked. That's why our numbers were so good. It really worked, and it worked well. And it's very expensive to do, and I'm asking Joe Biden to stop his people from giving it away.
Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson appeared on a Broadway stage Saturday in her one-time-only performance in Anne Juliet, described as a queer musical production of Romeo and Juliet. The walk-on role was created specifically for her. She became the first black female high court justice in U.S. history back in 2022. During her confirmation, she claimed she didn't know what a woman was. She refused to define the word, saying she wasn't a biologist. In 2012, she argued the possession of child porn is not as bad as the law makes it seem. She's also argued that banning hormone drugs for kids is sex discrimination, and pregnant women are pregnant patients. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians voted for President Trump in big numbers again.
The Public Religion Research Institute has released its final analysis of the 2024 election, and as expected, white evangelical Protestants were a critical part of Mr. Trump's winning coalition. 85% of them cast ballots for the president, as did 64% of Hispanic Protestants and 59% of white Catholics. Mr. Trump also took 57% of white mainline Protestant voters. Kamala Harris won big amongst atheists and non-religious people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for kids after independent experts found there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing it. The decision's a major blow to the queer trans agenda, reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such procedures on kids. The decision extends an emergency ban that was upheld by a London judge in July. This is SRN News. Arrests made in connection to a deadly drone attack that killed three U.S. service members.
Two men, including a dual Iranian-American citizen, have been arrested on charges that they exported sensitive technology to Iran. Three U.S. soldiers from Georgia were killed in the January 28th drone attack on a U.S. outpost in northeastern Jordan. More than 40 others were also injured. The one-way attack drone may have been mistaken for a U.S. drone that was expected to return back to the logistics base about the same time and was not shot down. Following the attack, the U.S. launched a huge counterstrike against 85 sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard and Iranian-backed militia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Starting in September 2027, all new passenger vehicles in the U.S. will have to have a warning if rear seat passengers do not have on their seat belts. More details at SRNnews.com.